you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
All right, we did the. You hear that belch? A little belch out there?
I did hear that.
I was
trying to figure out who that came from.
The rich. What is Lost Todd? I kind of snuck it in there. I pooped a little. Happy birthday to Bobcat Goldthwait today, everybody.
Bob's Bob.
60.
All right.
Bob is 60 today. All right. And later on this morning, caveman Rob Oliva from the show Kings of Pain, a professional animal handler, gets bitten and stung by the world's most dangerous animals, insects, in season 2 of the History Channel's Kings of Pain. That starts tonight. Tonight, Puss?
Correct.
All right. And tomorrow, our buddy... Reno Collier is going to be here. Reno's at the Funny Bone this weekend, along with feature act Nick Allen. Nick's got a solo show tonight. Well, probably somebody opened up for you, right? But,
I'll be at Choo-Choo's with Tyler Walsh and Gary Curtis.
Oh, cool. Tyler and Nick are performing at a live show next Saturday at Papillion Amphitheater in Papillion, Nebraska.
Amphitheater.
Amphitheater.
Right. Didn't somebody rag on you for that? All of us, I think.
Yeah.
It was a... Somebody from
amphitheater.
Person.
I don't care.
Amphitheater.
Yeah.
There is a PH in there.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, but the world has collectively decided we're just going to say amphitheater.
Amphitheater.
And I'm fine with that.
Not a big deal.
I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Amphitheater, right?
If you don't...
No.
The theater.
Right. It's an outdoor stage with a hill in front of it. We get it.
Yep.
It was on this date in 1911. You might remember where you were when the first Indianapolis 500 took place.
Yeah.
How fast did those cars go?
14.
My favorite part.
Really?
Those cars are pretty dangerous.
Why do you keep believing
I would have believed anything you said.
Look at him. Is that a face that says, believe me?
Well, he's got the information. Hey, he's the guy.
Yeah. he was at 12 the whole time. Couldn't get the last 2 miles out of it. That guy passed me like a maniac.
Those pit stops took forever.
A lot of deaths back in those days because they would just rode with their head out. They still ride with their head out, but there's also a lot more. Their head was they were just sitting up.
The average speed of the first Indianapolis 500 was 74 miles an
hour. Exactly. And those cars weren't built to go like that.
No.
They wrecked and died a lot. Yeah.
And now it's probably more like 174.
Yeah, the average probably.
Because I think they could
at least
to 200 in the straightaway.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea until I watched that Ford versus Ferrari movie that 24 Hours of Le Mans.
Yep.
Like that was guys died every year
I know
doing that.
They did do that.
Yeah. No seat belts. Yeah. The gas tank was barely covered up. I mean, it was so dangerous.
Another good movie is the Ron Howard one about the two Formula One guys. The real story.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Chris Hemsworth.
Don't need to know anything about Formula One racing, which I don't, and I love that movie. It's a true story about those two guys. Yeah.
Ford versus Ferrari is
great. That's a great movie, too.
I want to watch it. I thought about checking out that Netflix show about the Formula One after watching just
Netflix.
A few minutes of that.
Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
I did see the Ron Howard one. Netflix. That was a good story.
Yeah, that's a great one, yeah. Which one are you talking about, Nick?
Formula One show, because I watched a few minutes of that race from Miami, and it looks cool. The cars look cool.
Yeah.
I know nothing about it.
No.
I know they drive fast. That's about it.
Yeah.
This year, Scott Dixon.
Chicks are prettier at Formula One than
sitting
NASCAR,
on the pole.
Too.
Yeah. And his run was 234 miles an hour.
Oh, that's this weekend. Whoa. That's right. It's Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. You got to have a countdown.
All right.
Yeah, don't come to work on Monday.
Rush? Is that what you're talking about?
I wasn't planning on
it. Yeah, that's the one, Nick.
Mm. Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah.
Ron Howard's pretty reliable,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he is.
If his name's attached to something, it's normally
not. I sat
and
watched it one afternoon a couple years ago, and I liked it a lot.
Right, he's one of those guys that bats nearly 1,000. Right. He doesn't make bad movies.
I saw I saw an interview with him here recently. I forget what movie he's out pimping.
He's actually going to CBS Sunday Morning. He's going to do a movie about that guy that's feeding Ukraine, that doctor.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
That's going to be pretty
heavy. Did you hear the bit where he was talking about somebody was giving him crap about the ending of Apollo 13 being unrealistic?
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't happen. They'd never let it. And he's like, she didn't realize it was a true story.
That's all during the interview.
Yeah.
That's a true story, right?
Oh, that's cute. Just pat her on the head.
Yeah, you'll see that in Facebook the last couple of days. Pat him on the head. What about cars?
More companies are boosting pay. Bank of America, the nation's second largest bank, is going to raise its minimum wage to $22 an hour at the end of the next month. In July, Apple will do the same. The tech giant says that raise is a 45% jump from 2018 levels. Google and Microsoft have also adjusted employee pay this year.
So, and they could have afforded to do that all along.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A new Barbie doll is being made in the likeness of transgender actress Laverne Cox.
Uh-oh.
That's going to trigger
Well, they're all smoothies anyway, so.
Mattel said they've worked directly with Cox.
Not trans people. Yeah. Barbies are all smoothies. Yeah. They're all smoothies down there.
So you're saying,
how
are you supposed to tell if Barbie's tucking?
Well, you tell me.
I mean, Mattel said they worked directly with Cox to create a Barbie that fit in closely with her style. The limited edition Barbie comes with a red gown, heeled boots, a metallic bodysuit, and silver earrings, and be available next week.
Did you watch
working directly with Cox.
did you watch, you were watching Real Sports, see that thing about those women sprinters that have testicles inside them?
Yeah,
that was interesting.
Name of that disorder.
It's a weird disorder. Happens a lot. It's very rare.
Oh. Vagina and testes.
Right. They're born women, raised as women, and when they hit puberty, they became stronger and faster.
Is that exclusive to Africa?
No, they didn't say that. But they taught. I'm not
but
looking.
All the examples they showed.
The reason it comes up is because of track and field.
Sure.
And that's why it's even out there.
But the cases they cited.
Right.
Kenya, Uganda.
Right.
And South Africa.
Right. Well, they said the reason you hear about it there, there's no early testing in that country. So the woman, you'll recognize this woman. She wins a lot of matches, a lot of races. She does look like a dude. They interview her. I realize my appearance, but I'm a woman. I have a vagina, she said. She said.
But
they found out there are testicles inside them. Hey.
Instead of ovaries, there's testes.
Right.
And it produces testosterone.
Yeah. And just to see the people bitching on that one. Now, she's still running, but there's all kinds of bitching about that.
But I think she's got people helping her.
Right.
A lot of other people were just kicked out of the sport.
Right.
And made to
because they always say,
themselves.
They always say, listen, you got a vagina, you're a girl. That's what the far right always says,
right? Surgery to get rid of the testes.
And then she had
health complications as a result.
Right. Complete androgen insensitivity syndrome?
No, it's DRD or something like that.
Watch it. It's a new Real Sports. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the initials.
You got a penis. I want to see it. That's what the right always says.
Yep. When he said women with testicles inside of them, I thought it might be a weird sex thing.
That would hurt. That would actually hurt. Yeah. I was thinking that too. That wouldn't be too, unless you're into that. Yeah.
I suppose you could make it fit somehow.
I imagine people have tried.
I bet you people have tried that. I guarantee you.
Yeah, somebody's going to try it right now.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that chick. Also, the trans Barbie, right? Okay, that's going to piss off people.
Laverne Cox.
Well, because the whole bathroom thing's going to come up again. Right. Where's Barbie going to go to the bathroom?
Right. Working with Cox.
Yep.
Apparently, at the NFL league meetings this week, they're going to be talking about the Pro Bowl and whether or not they freaking need one.
They don't need one. But you know what? Tons of ratings, a lot of money. And somebody said they make it a 7-on-7. Well, that's it. The other guy said that's what it is now. Nobody's even blocking or tackling now.
Just let them take off the helmets and the pads, and it's the same thing.
It is.
Well, Goodell even said that he figures that the game itself doesn't work.
And it gets great ratings, and it makes money. Isn't that crazy?
That's anything around the NFL.
Anything around the NFL, right.
Does it still get ratings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Comparably, yeah, it does.
That's the only thing on that weekend.
Right.
It's between championship weekend and the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Did it get ratings when
I think it did.
After the Super Bowl?
Well, they used to play real games back then. They actually hit people for years.
Sean Taylor nearly killed a guy.
And it was in Hawaii, and it was a better visual, and they did hit each other.
Oh, yeah,
he fired off and hit each other.
He blew up a punter that one time.
Yeah.
They were trying like a punter fake or something, and he just blasted that dude.
Not today.
Right. I like Gadoo, though. Gadoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you can ask any fan, is the Pro Bowl necessary? No.
No, but once again,
it's the dumbest all-star game in sports.
Makes money.
I see that we're going to do some other competition between the players that's not a game.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah,
do something.
They do that around the Pro Bowl? They have their little skills
they
competition?
They always do that anyway, right, yeah.
Well, of late, they've been thrown in the dodgeball game.
Yep.
Fine, just do a big old dodgeball game. Put that on Sunday afternoon.
They don't play with the real dodgeballs, though. They play those wussy ones.
Yeah, the vinyl-covered foam balls.
They don't play like we played. We play like men.
Doesn't make that sound.
No.
I leave the mark on your face.
Exactly. Yeah. We played like men when we played dodgeball.
It also doesn't inspire as much dread when you see it coming in right at you.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
People who are charcoal grillers love their charcoal.
Oh, yeah. They look down on us wood pellet guys.
Yeah.
Gas grill guys.
Yeah, especially gas grill.
Yep.
Charcoal itself can be infused with flavors, simple additions like mesquite and applewood available, as well as to more complicated things. Miller Lite is now releasing Miller Lite Beer Coal. The first ever Miller Lite infused charcoal, they say, that can turn Miller time into griller time.
Miller Lite sucks, and they do everything.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And they always do crap like this instead of making the beer better. Like, the can's different, or it's still full of Miller Lite.
Right.
Is that going to add something to the flavor of what you cook over those coals?
Miller Lite, no.
Because what's the point?
I would think leaded beer, maybe, but not light beer.
Miller Lite, it's reduced to a concentrate.
Okay.
So it's not like they just put Miller Lite there. They reduce it to a concentrate. Then it's used to coat the charcoal. When burned, say, this special charcoal releases the taste of Miller Lite, wrapping whatever you're grilling into a smoky beer blanket, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
The last thing that's needed is more things that taste like Miller Lite.
we're gonna be doing an endorsement coming up here. I guarantee that.
Well,
it's Todd and Tyler from Miller Lite.
And if you're hanging out with somebody that that's drinking Miller Lite, that's your problem.
Right.
But you don't have to. They're their problem. You don't have to drink it. Then if they're grilling with it, then you have to encounter that.
In this form, ridiculous. It's probably just releases a general beer scent.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical that you'd actually taste that.
It's a marketing thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you throw a steak over those coals, it's not going to take. You're not going to notice a difference.
No, a Miller Lite steak.
Well, I've always wondered if you're going to taste the difference between the mesquite flavored charcoal and the apple wood.
Do you really taste
the difference?
I mean, I've never used those coals. I use cook over gas. Shut up.
Yeah,
all you coal.
Yeah, the charcoal guys are hardcore.
I know,
man.
They are.
My brother-in-law, he does charcoal, but he also spends all, that's what he does. He spends all day with charcoal.
Yeah, right, if it's 5:30 on a Tuesday, I don't want to spend an hour getting the coals hot before I can cook.
Yeah, he does. He likes that.
Is he
that.
Just grilling, or is he doing the smoking stuff?
No, he's grilling mainly.
Okay, because smoking,
he'll smoke it too.
When I had a charcoal smoker, and I put the mesquite wood chips on, the flavor was a little more prevalent. I don't notice so much with the pellets.
Yeah, you can do that with gas grills. They make little boxes you can stick down in there that'll help to, you can put the wood chips in, and you do taste some flavor from that.
But that's wood chips and not flavoring added to the charcoal.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I grill with charcoal, but we just use the regular charcoal.
Yeah, I think the wood chips would make more of a difference.
Nick's
especially if you
Nick's more serious
soak
griller
them.
Than Puss and Todd. All right, good for Nick. Nick takes that charcoal seriously.
I just don't have another grill.
Yeah.
Really?
There it is.
Oh, you use that? Like, where'd you get it?
Yeah, if I got an entire Saturday to kill, fine. Yeah. But, I don't want to mess around for an hour. I want to cook.
Yep.
The man who is the leader of The Base, a national white supremacist group, has been sentenced to between 32 months and 4 years in federal prison for conspiracy to train for a civil disorder.
Great.
This moron was the first in Michigan to ever be charged with conspiring to train for civil disorder. He wanted to kill minorities and police to start a race war.
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to kill cops.
Yeah.
I was going to guess he was one.
Not unreasonable.
No.
Line two, charcoal cooker.
Charcoal cooker from way back.
Morning, Joel.
Yeah, Joel.
Morning.
Yep, you're a charcoal guy, right?
Yeah, and Paul's a Miller Lite guy, and he's gay.
That's been a couple years.
Oh, God.
At least.
Paul is gay, checking back in, dude.
Just to remind him,
he plays the long game, and I respect hell out of it.
It's so really long. Does.
I respect the hell out of his long game.
I'd respect every 3 months, let alone every couple years anymore now. If you haven't listened, if you're brand new to the show, that dude has been calling for years, but it's so random. It's always Paul's gay in some sort of form at the end.
And that's it.
That's it.
In and out.
It's involved around the subject, and Paul's gay. Right.
Well, it's got
a
nothing
year,
to do
2 years,
with
sometimes.
The subject at all. It's I want to talk about the subject.
Yeah, he just
like, you don't know that's coming,
said,
do you?
He said Paul's drinking Miller
Lite. I know it's coming.
Oh, okay.
I know it's coming. He doesn't dance around with it with me. He's like, can I get a Paul's gay in here? Yeah, you can.
Okay. Can I get a Paul's gay in here?
You never turned down Paul's gay.
No,
right?
No.
I didn't know if he was up front with you or not.
Oh, no. Yeah.
In case he needs outed again.
Paul drinks Miller Lite and he's Paul's gay. Relax, people. They're just jokes.
So Mark Munoz is a former UFC fighter.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
According to TMZ, he accepted a job to be the high school wrestling coach at Fairmont Private Schools in Anaheim, California, back in September of 2020.
Right.
According to sources close to Coach Munoz, two students got into an argument on the playground. Then they went over to Coach and they asked if they could put on boxing gloves and settle things. Now, Coach Munoz says he wasn't aware that they were already in a fight. He just thought that they wanted to get together and put the boxing gloves on. So the guy, he allowed it to happen. He said, sure, get in there. He thought it was just we're having fun, putting the boxing gloves on. Didn't realize it was a scrap. One of the boy's parents got outraged that this was allowed to happen and went to the school administration. A school spokesman then a spokesperson confirmed the coach has been placed on administrative leave and will not have his contract picked up once it ends.
Oh, come on. Is he a good teacher and a good coach? Whatever.
People seem to like him.
Yeah.
The school had previously been thrilled to add Munoz to its staff, like a who's who in the sport. He fought in the UFC from 2009 to 2015.
Yeah, you can wrestle.
And since he allowed this to happen, they have let him go.
It ain't like he took the strong kid and said, you're going to be up the small kid and put boxing gloves
on. Yeah. Or like, wasn't there a daycare that had their little, like a legit fight club in it?
Daycare fight club, right? Yeah, that, but
you got maybe not a this legit guy, fight club.
I get the daycare sanctioned.
I get being reprimanded, but come on.
Yeah, you got to take intent,
right?
I didn't know these kids were fighting.
Schools are all about covering their ass.
It is,
and there's some coaches that would. Oh, you guys are fighting. Take it to the ring.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, in football, there'd be a lot of times it wouldn't even be a ring situation. Two guys started scrapping; they'd let them scrap a little longer. Now you got a helmet on, but sometimes you get hurt. You know,
get it out
all the time. You know,
well, some other school is going to be thrilled to have him.
Right, right.
Oh yeah,
we do that here, by the way. When I was get pissed off, put the gloves on during the break and go at each other. All right. All right. I can't fight this time. So I got to go to the bathroom, or I'm gonna, you know, you punch me now, I might.
It's weird how you always have to go to the bathroom when it's time to box.
So I'm not gonna. I might squirt on you if I box right now. So I've been holding it for like 5 minutes here. All right, we don't have to talk to anybody in about 2 minutes, do we? Right.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.